Hey, welcome back to Sheer Sincere Podcast. It's been a minute. I know I've been in MIA mode, but I'm back. And I just want to wish everyone a happy new year, 2024. I'm not going to go into all the New Year's resolutions and all that stuff because honestly, I really don't believe in those things. In my younger days, yeah, I used to say, oh, my New Year's resolution is this, my New Year's resolution is that. But as I got older and really, you know, trying to understand the more meaning of life, those things are out the window. I'm not thinking about that. I'm just thinking about living a better life for me and my family, living for God, putting Him first in all situations in my life, surrendering it all to Him, being sober-minded. So that I can, therefore I can have the wisdom, the knowledge and understanding that He is giving to me, that I'm asking for. So this year, I just want to be aware of God's presence in my life. You know, we just left the season of giving, right? And now this is the season of hope, the season of hope for a new beginnings. So what are you hoping for this year? What are you hoping for? Are you hoping to have better health? Are you hoping to have more patience? Are you hoping to be more kind? Are you hoping to grow in your business? Are you hoping to reach those goals? Are you hoping to get closer to God? What are you hoping for in this season? Me personally, I'm trying to put my hope in God, in all the promises that He has said in His word. For me to believe, for me to live out and walk in the Spirit with hope, knowing that my Lord and Savior Jesus will make a way. He's ordering my steps. So therefore, I can walk in that path that He has ordained for me. I hope that I won't sweep things under the rug. I hope that I won't, you know, put things to the side and saying, I'll do it later. That's what I'm hoping. So as a people in Christ, I want to say, what are you hoping for in your life? What are you hoping to get better at? What direction are you hoping your life will go into? My hope for all of you is that you will live in the moment, that you would take one moment at a time, and that you would just put your faith and your trust in God and knowing that He knows what's best for you. That's what I hope, that you can give more of yourself to Him, more of yourself to others around you, more of your time, more of your patience, more of your kindness, more of your love. That's what I hope. I hope that you and your families are well. I hope that you would try new things and new opportunities would come your way. I hope for new beginnings, for love, for peace, for joy. I hope for all things good. I hope that this world and society will stop trying to brainwash or I'm looking for the word. Stop trying to make us go with what they say is the norm. I'm hoping that we will be set apart. Some people will be set apart from the ways of the world. I'm hoping that we can stay true to ourselves and our beliefs and stand firm in our faith. When we get tried by society, tried by your coworkers, tried by your friends, tried by your families to run this course, to talk this way, to think this way, that you would stand firm in your faith. That's what I hope. That you would not adapt to your surroundings, but you would walk in the Spirit, live by the Spirit. That's what I hope. So I just hope for all blessings. Hope for you to be aware of the blessings that are around you, from the small blessing to the large, that you will be aware of God's presence in your daily task. That's what I hope. So we have to stop letting fear, anxiety, and worry of the unknown, and fear of not succeeding or fear of it not working out, anxiety that what if this, what if that, worrying ourselves sick to the point where we don't even try. This is what I hope, that fear will not have control over your life in 2024. That you would take that fear that you feel and the anxious feelings, those worriness of what may not happen, that you would take it and you will run. You would take it and you will just know that God is in control. You don't have to worry about anything. You trust him and that's what you do. Put all your hope and your, you know, of everything in him. Talk to him. Tell him what you're going through. If you have righteous people in your life that you can go to for godly wisdom and advice, go to those seniors, go to those elders, go to those people that you can trust with God's word that will reflect God's word back in onto your situation and not just their own opinion and their own perceptions of what they thinking. But if they're righteously living, they can give you that sound advice that you need, that counsel. Can't just go to anybody asking for advice. You know, you don't want to just hear what you want to hear. You want to hear the truth, what you need to hear. So there's no sugarcoating, you know. And on this podcast, we're sheer. Meaning we're getting down to the nitty gritty, down to the, we're cutting it all down so we can see what's really going on. But at the same time, we're being sincere with our words. We're being careful how we speak and how we say things. Because even though we're cutting it down, we're cutting it down with care, out of love. That's all I have for you, my brothers and sisters, is love. And I hope that, you know, you are well, you and your families. That you really take time to appreciate who is around you. Ask God for revelation. Ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what's going on that you don't necessarily understand in your life. They're trying to make sense out of it. Ask God to show you, to teach you, to guide you. So yes, this new day of 2024 brings hope to me. Hope for peace, peace of mind, because as some of you may know, my mother passed away January 1st, 2021. So this is going on her third year anniversary of being home with the Lord. And it still is a hard day for me. Emotionally, it's just trying to wrap my head around it. I'm asking God and I'm hoping for peace about it all. I'm asking him for peace. I'm grateful for the life my mom lived. And I'm just grateful for her being my mom, teaching me, learning her, her ways and her personality as an adult child, realizing how much I am like my mom. And just knowing that God has a purpose for all things, even things that make us sad, he has a purpose. So I'm just trusting God through it all. So if you haven't had any loss this year, last year, years from there, any kind of pain that you're still holding on to, I'm hoping that you're able to find peace, find strength, find courage to know that God is in control. And he has a purpose for all things that happen to us, around us, and that all things work together for our good. So I hope this year brings you new changes that are beneficial to your life, that you are able to sort through the things that no longer are serving you any good in your life, that you have the courage to let those things go. Ask God for strength. Pick up your cross.
pick up your cross, say a serenity prayer, hold your head up high, and know that you are loved. And one thing that I did this year that I never done before, but I always wanted to do, is that I made me some anointing oil. Yeah. Because I'm really trying to be real about God this year, for him in my life and for my family. This year, 2024, is bringing a lot of changes to my family that are good. And I'm anointing my household. I'm anointing my family. I'm anointing all those who I come in contact with who needs to be anointed. So I suggest and I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to set apart some anointing oil for yourself in your home. And bless those that are around you. Anoint those that are around you. We need to be protected in the spirit. Then no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We walk by faith and not by sight. We should not fear man and what man can do to us. We should fear the one that who can destroy our soul, who is in control of our soul, and that's God, God alone. And through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, all things come. So, blessings to you and your family. I pray that you are all well this day, this first day of our new year, that you woke up with hope for new beginnings, for changes, for health, for strength, for prosperity. So keep shining your light. Keep walking on that narrow path. And just keep giving all your worries to God and let him lead and guide you into the new day, the new week, the new month, into the new year. God bless you. Until we hear from each other again, this is Sheer Sincere Podcast, and we're out. Peace. We'll be right back.